Chris Lambert, the founder and CEO of Life Remodeled. Good morning, Chris.
Paul W., great to be with you this morning.
Always nice to have you here, my friend. I hope things are going well at Life Remodeled for you.
Yes, sir. It's been an incredible summer, and I'm excited to share the great news and about these 10 individuals that are just amazing heroes and deserve to be recognized and publicized all around the world.
For a reminder, for people who haven't heard Chris with us before, you should know Life Remodeled is a Detroit-based nonprofit that brings communities and organizations together to help revitalize Detroit's neighborhoods in an equitable and sustainable way. And they are announcing today on our program this three-month Lean On We campaign, celebrating and recognizing 10 incredible Detroiters in the Durfee Central community via a dynamic billboard and social media campaign. How did you come up with this one, Chris?
Well, we've been thinking about the fact that over the years, our nonprofit started in 2010, that we've done a fantastic job recognizing donors who've contributed to our cause, companies, foundations, individuals. And we started to realize that oftentimes people in communities like Durfee and Central, they're doing just as much as donors are, but they're not writing six-figure checks. And so that we needed to figure out a way to bring that same amount, if not more, recognition. And I want to thank General Motors for generous support that funded us to be able to do this campaign and several others. And we wanted something that would take notice. And so we've got billboards on I-75, on 96, on 94, and you're going to hear the stories and read the stories on our website about a different individual every week who's really making a significant impact and you may never have heard of.
Well, I salute you for that. You know, and you summed it up nicely. Chris Lambert with us, founder and CEO of Life Remodeled, a gentleman who should be up on those billboards and being lauded as well. There are a lot of people who can't write those big checks, but are writing big checks with their heart and soul and hard work, and they need to be recognized as well. And so I salute you for that. As I understand it, Chris, for the next 10 weeks, Life Remodeled will release a new story at liferemodeled.org, liferemodeled.org, also on social media, highlighting each honoree. And again, the future billboards and stories will recognize a number of people. Would you like to share with us who you're going to be recognizing?
Absolutely. We've got four that are being recognized right now. I'd love to tell you about all of them, but I'll start with one, and that's Teresa Singleton. So Teresa has been a firefighter in Detroit for years. She was the vice president of the Firefighters Union. But when we launched the Durfee Innovation Society, which, of course, was a formerly vacant school building that we repurposed into this one-stop hub of opportunity, Teresa was just starting her business called Boutique. And Boutique is a retail store. She lived five houses away from Durfee Innovation Society. She decided to launch it there. And she's done a great job in terms of offering services and goods into the community. But she hires high school students, trains them, goes way out of her way, donates suits to young men trying to get jobs in Detroit. And you're constantly going to find Teresa just behind the scenes doing whatever needs to be done. And I just want to draw attention to, you know, the name of our organization is Life Remodeled, not Detroit Remodeled, because I think too often we focus on charity as a one-way focus where we look at those who are donating as the heroes and those who are receiving the opportunities as maybe not the heroes. But in reality, everyone has something to offer in life and everyone has something to learn. And so when we're highlighting community members like Teresa, what we're saying to the world is, we need to make sure we're paying attention to these heroes like Teresa or Principal Latoya Webb at Durfee next door or Jaren Bell, who runs a production company in our building but also opens the gym for free to youth on Saturdays, or Sarah, who's a student at Renaissance High School, and she's a leader in the community in Durfee and constantly teaching kids and mentoring students and doing after school, providing resources after school. And the list goes on and on.
The list goes on, and I hope you'll share it with us in the weeks ahead. God bless you for this, with your Lean On We program, Life Remodeled, and the founder and CEO, Chris Lambert. Good for you, Chris. Thanks so much for sharing such good, positive news with us.
Back at you, Paul W.